You're listening to Construction Talk, a podcast by Miller Davis Company. Construction Talk provides construction management insight and information to help you make informed decisions about your construction projects. I'm your host, Rex Bell, and here's the news from the field. Our discussion today focuses on Kalamazoo's first LEED-certified new construction project on the campus of Kalamazoo College. Now I'm going to have my guests introduce themselves.
I'm Michelle Rugglesworth, project manager for Miller Davis Company.
I'm Paul Manstrom. I'm the director of facilities management at Kalamazoo College.
I'm Ron Boeswinkel. I'm project architect and project manager for Tower Pinkster.
I'm Emily Dayton. I am a current student at Kalamazoo and was part of the student-led initiative for LEED certification.
I'm Emily Fraser. I am a current student at Kalamazoo College and was a part of the student-led initiative for LEED certification for the Hicks Center.
Michelle, can you tell us what's happening at campus?
Well, right now, we're in a place with the Hicks Student Center that they've occupied both the Wells Dining and the Stone Room. They occupied that in January, and we're getting ready to open up the atrium, the main entry of the building, and moving forward towards completion of the entire project.
The Hicks Center is really the jewel of our campus. We see it as a living room of the campus, and the LEED component really falls in line with the college mission statement and student honor code, which speak to environmental stewardship, and especially with our recent commitment to become a climate-neutral campus. Emily was part of a student team or student-led initiative that brought this idea to fruition.
Right now, I've got two students working with me on the project for documentation, and it looks like we're probably going to be LEED certified, possibly gold.
While sustainability was a major focus of this renovation building project, we were also trying to build the heart and hearth of the Kalamazoo College campus, and there were some trade-offs that had to be made by the design team. These trade-offs led to some interesting interaction between the design team and some of our students, and Emily are here today to tell us a little bit about that story.
Well, looking back, the first thing I remember was that students really wanted a LEED certified building. They were aware of the fact that the school was already going to implement some sustainable building techniques anyway, but what one thing they liked about it was the fact that having the LEED certification was a way to hold the school accountable. It mentions in our honor code the environmental stewardship, and we felt that just having some building techniques wasn't quite enough. We wanted a standard or a measure that we could hold the school to.
The entire process of going through the planning for the Hicks renovation was quite long and drawn out in terms of the students who were most dedicated and really wanted to see LEED certification happen, in terms of them feeling as though they were being heard. And there was this, at first they were like, oh great, they're inviting students to be a part of the Hicks renovation committee, this is wonderful. And so they started going to meetings. So first there was a little resistance just in the meetings, and so then we're like, okay, we might need to take some further action. We might need to take some further steps. So we started talking to, you know, people in the administration, trying to get a sense of, you know, who was in support of this, who wasn't, what exactly is the reason why they're against this? Because to the students that were pushing for it, it seemed so obvious. It seemed like such, why wouldn't we want to get this building LEED certified? I mean, it would be such a wonderful thing for the campus. I mean, it's just such a part of, you know, where the world is going right now. It could really bring people in. Why does a college not want this? But then we realized, oh, we got to get some more allies. We need to talk to some more people. So there was going to be a meeting with the Board of Trustees. And as they were leaving for a break, we just were standing out there and we're like, here's some information about LEED certification. We as students think it's really important and would like you to consider getting the Hicks renovation LEED certified. So that, and on graduation day, we had the seniors wear stickers and ribbons on their graduation gowns to kind of show that they were really in support of getting the Hicks renovation LEED certified on graduation day. It's in all the pictures. And we also had banners up on the Hicks building. And after all of that, finally, we were able to get a confirmation that the college would indeed go for LEED certification for the Hicks building.
I think I speak for Ron, too, when I say we don't regret you doing that. we're happy that the building is going to be LEED certified. I spent about 20 minutes being grilled by the Board of Trustees the day after commencement, but it was a good decision in the end. It's something we wanted to do, but it was strictly a financial decision not to seek the certification.
And one of the things that I think that we were looking at, like, and we talked about that earlier with the sustainability being at the fore of all the design decisions that we made all the way through the process. We came back to the conclusion that, when all was said and done, overall, it's approximately $14 million in project costs for the total project. The LEED certification items, the items that actually were impacted by LEED certification were mostly comprised of commissioning, some upgrading of some mechanical and electrical systems, some changes in some materials, and ultimately it came down to a little bit less than 2% of the overall project cost. And when I think in speaking for Paul and the administration, when we looked at it and evaluated it after the fact, we said, if it's that large of an issue with the student population that's currently coming into the system right now, it would make more sense to spend that 2% that way rather than trying to look for other sustainable items that we could have incorporated into the process and give back to the students the item that they were looking for that they could actually embrace as part of the process.
One of the fortunate things, too, is that in planning for and then rejecting LEED, we had mapped out the whole process prior to rejecting it, and when we went back to go for it, we were set to go.
Yeah, I'm, as a student now, I mean, I'm so excited to see that it actually became LEED certification during the time it was such a frustrating thing, with what I'm passionate about in the environment. It was, like Emily said, it was obvious. Why not go for it? Yes, the cost was a huge concern, and but for a lot of projects, there's always that kind of initial cost that can be somewhat intimidating. But after all is said and done, it's been very rewarding to see it actually implemented. And graduating this year, it's really exciting. And I, one thing I do on campus is LEED tours to the prospective students. And I always mention we have a LEED certification building, and people love to hear that. So it's very exciting.
One of the things that I think you need to start saying is instead of it being a LEED certified project, it's going to be a silver certified project, possibly going to gold. And that's a very big feather in everyone's cap. I think also, Paul, from your standpoint, do you see any benefits from the marketing side for students that are coming in from Kalamazoo College's standpoint with having this project LEED certified and going this route?
Well, it's anecdotal because I've only spoken to a few incoming students about it. Admissions would know better, but it seems to be an important thing for the average student coming in these days. And maybe Emily would want to speak to that.
I too am also really proud that this building is going for LEED certification, silver, possibly gold, primarily not just because, we worked so hard to get it done and it's just one building that's going to be done, but it led to also kind of a shift on campus toward thinking about getting things LEED certified or making that, taking that sustainable approach for all kinds of renovations that may be to come, which I think is a huge step from where we were back when we were trying to, fight for it. Because I know as part of, the environmental organization on campus, one of the things we were very aware of were how many instances there were where the administration had these intentions, and yes, it was in the honor code, environmental stewardship, and all of this stuff, but they weren't following through on it. And a lot of that, I mean, it's always difficult to integrate that into an institution, but we made one big step, one building, and now with the president's climate commitment, I mean, that's going to be something that's going to be going into things to come. And I think for incoming students, seeing that that first choice was made is very important and is very exciting for them to come in, because then they'll be able to be a part of seeing an entire campus, you know, like not just one building, gradually becoming, you know, more sustainable and taking that LEED certification on.
Well, there's been talk about even developing curriculum around, you know, analyzing the building and the systems that are being used and what kind of energy usages are occurring. Any, do you want to comment on that at all?
Well, I don't know of any definite plans at this point in time, but I know there's been discussions on campus, and that was something we discussed as part of getting LEED certification too.
One of our innovation credits was going to come from that.
Yeah, right. The president's climate commitment, which we have signed, does call for the whole process of becoming climate neutral, which will include LEED certification for future buildings, to become part of the curriculum, to make that effort part of the curriculum and the research being done on campus. Mm-hmm.
Paul, is there anything as we went through the design process and we're working with Miller Davis with the costs of each of the different LEED credits that you became aware of or that became clearer through that process?
Yeah, we definitely did look at things like in the planning process early on at the cost per credit and what are the most effective things to do, both in terms of what the initial cost would be, what the payback would be. That's why we went concentrated on energy efficiency credits and got as many as we could out of that. And we also looked at the cost of providing the documentation for each credit, which range from credit to credit and could be burdensome at times.
Okay.
Many of our customers undertaking new construction are embracing sustainable building practices or even LEED certification. However, the costs can be a concern. The cost of the Hicks Center is approximately $14 million, and the price tag for LEED certification could be as much as $275,000 when complete. Paul and Michelle, can you talk about the payback and cost savings that you estimate as a result of achieving LEED certification?
Well, we're estimating about the $60,000 per year payback. We will know that better after we go into operation. We have extensive metering systems installed in the building as part of LEED. Most of those savings will come from energy conservation measures that were part of LEED and water conservation measures that were part of LEED.
One of the things I think you have to remember when you're looking at a LEED certified project is that the payback comes in energy savings. Four of the credits that we're getting from our LEED certification process are coming from energy savings that are over and above the ASHRAE requirements that require a certain energy performance already. The other things that we're looking at are the materials that are going into the project, such as sustainable flooring, sustainable wood products that we're going through, insulation that is coming from renewable resources, and recycled content. So those are the things you have to look at when you're going into a project of this nature.
Right. One of the interesting aspects that came to light for all of us through the process was we were not aware that the amount of recycled content in our structural steel today. When you look at the U.S. steel market, 90 to 100% of all of our structural steel is recycled and is considered a regional product as well.
And that even goes down to the studs, doesn't it, Michelle?
Yeah, down to metal studs and just about any metal products, miscellaneous handrails, those types of things, all of that has a very high recycled content.
One of the other things I think that we've really enjoyed looking into was the cork flooring that we used. It's a renewable resource that is used by or is obtained by taking the cork from the tree, and it doesn't kill the tree. It just is something that is naturally taken off from the tree itself, and then we used it for flooring throughout the building. It's a product that's been used for centuries, but it's something that's coming back into vogue right now with the sustainability initiatives that we're seeing.
And there's other values to that material. They're acoustically neutral. They're also more ergonomic. It's a softer flooring. So as people walk through the building, it keeps the sound down. It keeps, it's an easier surface to walk on. another one of the flooring materials that I think is not only unique, but is really going to add a spark to the building is the terrazzo that we're using at the main entry of the atrium that has, instead of marble chips in it, has recycled glass. And it's recycled glass and recycled mirror. So it's just going to spark with the sunlight hitting it.
Another recycled material in the building, or on the building, are some rubber shingles in the atrium area, which was deconstructed and reconstructed. The shingles are recycled rubber, and they are made to emulate the slate shingles that you see throughout the rest of campus, and they look very nice.
And we were also able to reuse over 500 squares of existing slate that we took off of the original building during the demolition process and reused it for use in other parts of the building.
Well, I'm going to ask a somewhat leading question, but when we were going through the design process, are there any compromises in any of the materials that you found that we made, you know, through the selection process?
Well, I thought the shingles we mentioned might have been a compromise, but they look very good. I can't think of any other compromises at all.
I think we actually got some better products right in there through the process of looking at, you know, how we could obtain the LEED credits that we were looking for. And still being able to incorporate some high quality materials, either through the carpets that we were selecting or the cork flooring, the terrazzo that Michelle mentioned, ceiling products, everything that we looked at. We looked at even the Liptis millwork that we did the investigation on. While that's not a rapidly renewable resource yet, it's something that we still felt compelled to use simply because it was going to be it is becoming a rapidly renewable resource.
The finishes in the building haven't suffered at all as part of the LEED process.
One of the things that nobody's ever going to see or know is if you look at the substrate for all the casework, it's all made out of a 100% post-industrial recycled product. So there's a lot of hidden jewels as well in the building.
One last aspect of LEED speaks to not energy efficiency or recycled products, but to building occupant comfort. And there's a lot of that built in, too, particularly in ventilation. We have carbon dioxide monitors throughout the building to adjust ventilation and make sure that we're properly ventilating the building. Occupants have some control over their individual temperature settings. There's operable windows in all the offices, so there's a lot of emphasis on that.
And I believe that I've heard, Paul, that you guys are really finding that the portions of the building that you've occupied are much easier to keep warm and comfortable than what you'd anticipated?
Yes. We found that all the extra insulation that we added as a result of LEED have made it very, very easy to heat the building. We've had very low water temperature settings on our boilers. Sometimes under certain weather conditions, the lighting will heat the building.
It was funny when we first fired up the boilers in the first areas to be occupied, Paul, you kept going down and turning down the dials on the boilers so that the temperatures were coming down because it was at such a low point. And you know, it comes down to, you know, heating it with a match and cooling it with an ice cube. We're not quite that close, but there, when you're talking about heating it with lighting systems, that's a pretty big benefit.
Well, and if anybody hasn't seen these spaces, I mean, these are very large spaces, high ceilings. You know, the ceilings in Wells Dining are, you know, upwards to 30 feet high.
Right.
So it's not like they're low, small spaces to maintain temperatures in. They're very large spaces. One of the things that we were able to reuse and that we really focused on in Wells Dining was the mural. And I think there's a historical mural in that room that was painted in the 1930s, and it talks to the connection between the community and academia. And I think that's, you know, a very important point of this particular project and the LEED certification as well.
A very difficult item to preserve over the course of the project, but we did it.
Those are great comments. It looks like we'll have a formal dedication in the fall of 2008.
Yes, I think we'll tie it in with our homecoming celebration at the end of October.
Well, that's it for today. Thank you for listening to our podcast, Construction Talk, brought to you by Miller Davis Company. Miller Davis has been leading sustainable building practices locally since 1994 when we built the Fetzer Institute Retreat Center. Remember, experience matters. For more information about our company, please visit miller-davis.com.